The Lord be with you.
Amen.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus took Peter, James, and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. His clothes became dazzling white, such as no fuller on earth could bleach them. Then Elijah appeared to them along with Moses, and they were conversing with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, "Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He hardly knew what to say. They were so terrified. Then a cloud came, casting a shadow over them. And from the cloud came a voice, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." Suddenly, looking around, they no longer saw anyone but Jesus alone with them. As they were coming down from the mountain, he charged them not to relate what they had seen to anyone, except when the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what rising from the dead meant. The Gospel of the Lord. This candle can be a symbol of the gospel for us today. This is a very important gospel for you and me, too, on our journey of Lent, because it can tell us what can happen to us. That's why this candle can be a symbol of that. But I'll tell you more about that later. First, it's important to understand what happened to Jesus in this extraordinary experience of his transfiguration. Notice first that it happened on a high mountain. And mountaintops in Scripture are always places where there are special revelations. Jesus himself, Mark says, was transfigured before them, which means he suddenly became so resplendent and changed that even his clothes seemed dazzling white. Then the two great figures of Moses and Elijah, apparently representing the law and the prophets, were conversing with him. How do we interpret that scene? Remember, Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem, and he had just predicted his passion to his apostles. So it seems that this experience of transfiguration was a unique experience of God's powerful presence within him, giving him an understanding of the meaning of his coming passion and death, and assuring him that God would be powerfully with him through the end. It may even have been a foretaste of the resurrection. It was an awesome experience that left the apostles awestruck and in fear, especially when they heard the words, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." If we listen to him, what might we hear? I think on this second Sunday of Lent, maybe we will hear God encouraging you and me to discover or maybe remember our own transfiguration experiences. Perhaps a story will help. Viktor Frankl, in his book, Man's Search for Meaning, tells of just such an experience that he had. It happened when he was a Jewish prisoner in a Nazi death camp during World War II. One day he was marching with some other prisoners, being cursed and kicked by the guards, and he saw some men wither, men who otherwise were in good health. They just gave up and died, even though they seemed physically strong. And then he had this experience. Suddenly, he remembered the image of his wife. He said in his writings that that image had a clarity, and these are his own words, more luminous than the sun that was beginning to rise. And the thought occurred to him for the first time in his life, in his own words again, that love is the ultimate and highest goal to which a person can aspire. And he said that in that instance, he grasped the meaning of the greatest secret of life, that, and I quote, "The salvation of a human being is through love and in love." That insight and that experience carried him through that awful experience of the death camps back into life. I think one of the reasons that the story of the resurrection is read to us always on the second Sunday of Lent is to give you and me the chance to ask ourselves, do I need a transfiguration experience right now? Am I at a stage in my life where the dream has faded, or the dream is gone, or maybe there wasn't much of a dream in the first place? Is there something in me that I have to discover again, draw upon again, revive again, be transfigured by again? Are there still any embers within us, unfulfilled dreams, hopes that have dimmed, talents that have been frustrated, losses that have drained us? Is there a fire within us burning still, but smoldering and waiting to be ignited again? Today, we're encouraged to open our hearts to the fire of the Holy Spirit given to us at baptism and ignite the hopes and dreams once more. Today, we're encouraged to remember our own transfiguration experiences in our lives. Maybe it was when you saw your first husband, your future husband, I mean, not your first one, your future. Maybe your transfiguration experience was when you saw your future husband or your future wife for the first time, when you fell in love. Maybe it was when you held your first child. Maybe it was when you took that responsibility or promotion or new position and were excited about all the things that you could change and begin and do. Maybe it was when you knew you could overcome that addiction, that health problem, or that special challenge. Or maybe when you graduated from high school or college, eager for all the possibilities that were ahead. Or maybe it was when you said, "I forgive you," or heard someone say that to you. This is the day, whatever your transfiguration experience might have been, this is the day to remember it and let it thrill at you again, to face the future and whatever it holds, like Viktor Frankl did, like Abraham did in our first reading, and like Jesus Christ did in the gospel. The candle that we received at baptism was a sign of that. At baptism, we were told, "Receive the light of Christ. Walk always as a child of light. Keep the flame of faith alive in your heart." See how the fire transfigures this candle. Lent is a process of moving toward the renewal of our baptismal commitment at Easter. On this second Sunday, we are challenged to look within and check the fire, the light. May our offering of ourselves to God in this Eucharist and God's offering of his Son to us truly nourish us so that the process of transformation, or even of transfiguration, when the supernatural breaks through, might continue for us in this joyful season of Lent. Amen.